Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This Friday, the American Repertory Theater opens its new production of Familiar. It's a work by Medford playwright Kristen Greenidge. Now, Greenidge often brings issues of race and class to the stage, including in her play Baltimore, which looks at racial unrest on college campuses, and The Luck of the Irish, which took a look at a housing dispute between a black family and residents of a predominantly white neighborhood in Boston. Now, her play, Familiar, again on Friday at the ART, is set on Martha's Vineyard, and Kristen Greenidge joins us now to tell us more about it. It's good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Familiar is actually one of your earliest plays that you wrote.
It is quite early. Quite early.
But when you were a graduate student?
It's the last play I wrote when I was at the Iowa program.
Okay, so I'll ask you in a minute about why it's taken so long to get it on stage here at the ART. But first of all, what's it about?
It is about a family. It's about a brother and sister. And it has a little bit of witchcraft in it. And so I won't give away too much, but it's about the brother and sister and their mom and their relationships and family and trying to get away from each other and the ties that bind each other together as well.
Okay, so it's set in Oak Bluffs, right? It's an important part of Martha's Vineyard that has long been had summer homes for African Americans.
Yes.
I mean, is it a story about an African-American family?
It is very much an African-American family. I will say that at this point in my career, I think I was a little bit more interested in mythology and magic and what those could tell us about real life relationships. And I was also writing in Iowa, so I was very far away from Massachusetts. I did not come back and do research in that way. So this is my version of Oak Bluffs in an interesting way. And I did my research while in the middle of Iowa, in Iowa City, and was writing from there. So that's one caveat of how my approach to writing the play.
Because the reason why I ask is because, you know, at the introduction, I mentioned a couple of your other works, which, I mean, especially Luck of the Irish, which I just adored.
Thank you.
Talks so honestly and creatively about these really deep-seated, the way that families have dealt historically in New England with issues of race and class and things like that. And it was so beautifully done in Luck of the Irish. And I was wondering if that was something that was part of the impetus behind Familiar. But it sounds like maybe not?
No. So okay. This play, when I started writing this play, I had read a series of essays by Susan Laurie Parks. And one of the things she says in one of those essays at the beginning of her collection of plays, The America, that includes The America Play, was one of the most political things you can do is put black bodies on stage.
Yeah.
And I was really interested in that idea. So these people in this play do not mention race in that way. In that overt way.
Okay.
But they are a black family.
I see.
And that was something that was really interesting that we explored the first time that it was produced in Iowa, is how can this be a black family? How can this be a black play when they do not talk about race in a way that we come to expect black people to talk about race on stage?
Uh-huh.
However, they do borrow from certain black traditions. So we have a mom who sings the blues, sings Bessie Smith,
right?
the play in a way that we might find familiar and taps into that tradition. So I was very much playing with those tropes and those ideas throughout the play. And that's why I think also it was a good play to delve into in graduate school, where graduate school gives you those that freedom to play in those ways.
Yeah. So since you mentioned the fact that a Bessie Smith song sort of makes a bunch of appearances in the play, it's Careless Love Blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why that one?
So I think I can mention this without giving too much away. She's very much mourning her husband and her who dies, and the patriarch of the family is gone, and so she is learning how to deal with loss, and that really makes her behave in ways towards her daughter in particular that I was exploring in the play.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned the fact that this was written while you were at Iowa a couple of times. When exactly did you write it?
2001.
Okay, so it was a while ago.
Yes.
Then. How was it received by your fellow Iowans at graduate school at the time?
At that point, I hope, if unless they were lying to me, it's pretty well. So in graduate school, I had the propensity to write very quickly.
Yeah.
So I wrote two or three plays a year for 3 years. So I think at that point it was just taken as one of just a Kirsten Greenwich play. It was a huge departure in how I was using language. So I think it was a complete about face. So suddenly in workshop, I was bringing in a play that used literally my sentence structure changes in this play dramatically from the way I was using sentence structure a year before or even half a semester before. So that was a little bit different. That's just it's extremely technical answer to your question.
Technical but meaningful. And so what's it like for you to see it on stage now?
So far, so we had the break, and then I'm getting over the flu. So I have not delved into rehearsal recently, but I'm really excited to get in there with the students and see what they've been up to. I think because it hinges on this using realism or skirting realism, and then these fantastical elements. Having those types of conversations with Rebecca and how the actors are approaching the script that way, and how I want to delve back into that version of my life and how I was using language and how I was using themes has been really interesting to be like, oh my goodness, this play is quite odd.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, can I go back to for a second for something you said earlier about the power of just putting black bodies, black characters on stage? I mean, I'll be honest, every conversation that you and I have had about your work here, much of it has centered around the fact that you were telling stories, black stories on stage. I suppose I should ask, I mean, does it feel like a burden or a privilege or what to have, I don't know, I don't want to say like you're a black playwright, but for race to be so much a part of the conversation of your body of work?
I'm very proud to be a black playwright.
Yeah. Okay.
That is one of the reasons why I stepped into this career. It's almost being a playwright is all I've ever wanted to do. And I am very excited to be a playwright. I don't know if I think the gods or goddesses or the powers to be every day that I'm a playwright, because sometimes it can be trying, but not because of being a black playwright, but because working in the arts can sometimes be very difficult when it is a career that is not always valued by the dominant power structure. However, when I went to see a play by August Wilson that was one of the deciding factors of me saying, hey, I want to do this, it was seeing black people on stage performing, telling their stories that made me think, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of seeing black performers on stage in a non-musical play. I love musicals, really love musicals, too much to my kids' chagrin. I turn them on way too much for their comfort level. But that was really powerful.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a burden at all. One thing I also often wonder, like, as my career progresses, and I'm lucky to still be working, do the things that I have to say, how are they still relevant? How can they make sure they're still relevant? And how can I make sure that the work I'm producing still has a place?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a burden. It's just, you know, you have to keep working hard.
Well, it seems to me that given where we are as a country in 2018, the fact of the work itself makes it relevant.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work to do.
Well, Kirsten Greenwich's new play is familiar, it's new old, but new again. It'll be on stage at the ART this Friday through the weekend. We've got more information about that at radioboston.org. Kirsten, it's always so great to have you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.